Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
50 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day.
Every year, America honors Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the chief spokesperson for nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, which protested racial discrimination in federal and state law. This year, the holiday falls on his birthday. Speaking on the commemoration of Dr. King Jr., what he stands for, and what he means today, is Bishop Dr. R.C. Nelson of the Urban Ministry Center in Brooklyn, New York. Bishop?
Of course, when we think of the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, it is a challenge to all of us. Many times, we forget the sacrifices he made and the fact that, to a great extent, Dr. King was not honored during his lifetime. Many misunderstood his mission. Many were confused by his message. But it's in light of his sacrifice and the work that he has done that continues to challenge future generations, that like a good artist, you're never always honored during your lifetime, but in posterity. The idea is we continue to honor his life, his legacy, and I trust and pray that as we reflect upon the life of this great man, we're reminded of the fact that as believers, we are challenged in the life and message of Christ. I oftentimes refer to the passage in Luke chapter 4, where Jesus himself says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." In a very concise way, we're reminded, even in the word of Christ, that our Christian testimony cannot bypass our concern for the poor, for those who are brokenhearted, for those who are caught captive, even in their own sinful habits. But it's a continual reminder that as Christians, our witness to this world must address the issue of social justice. Many challenged Dr. Martin Luther King during his lifetime to preach the gospel and avoid the issues of racism or the issues of poverty. But in his life and in his message, he challenged future generations that we do not have the option as Christian witnesses to ignore the plight of the poor, to ignore the oppression of those who are faced with the prejudice, whether because of the color of their skin or their gender. Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy is a continual challenge to all of us, not only to honor what he did for us, but that we are challenged in embracing our responsibility. I trust and pray that as we reflect upon the life of a great man, may we be challenged to examine how we live and the extent to which our lives today addresses the plight of those less fortunate. I hope and pray that all of us will embrace the clarion call. As the songwriter says, if I can help someone as I travel along, if I can help someone with a word or a song, if I can show someone he's going wrong, then my living will not be in vain. May we be challenged in the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, that our lives will make a difference for future generations, and our lives surely will not be in vain. I thank you for this opportunity, and I pray that we all embrace not only the legacy, but also the challenge that our lives will make a difference for future generations. Thank you so very much for this opportunity.
Thank you, so well said.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.